I'm here to set down some roots and to move the university forward. And I think that's going to take a significant period of time. I hope that the University of Idaho and the people of Idaho want me to be here for a long time, but certainly I want to be here for a long time. This is a wonderful state. I love the West. I wanted to get back to the West. And Idaho, it's a place that I think has potential, has excitement, and I'm really pleased to be here, and I plan to be here for approximately 10 years. Just had my 56th birthday, and I think I've got about another 9-10 years in me.
What do you most want to accomplish there?
I think in particular, I'd like to see us grow enrollment and offer the value, the great education that we have offered students, offer it to a few more students, and ensure that the university continues to have a very high impact throughout the state. We are the state's major statewide national research university, and we can have a big impact on the state in that role.
What challenges do you have that are specific to the University of Idaho?
The challenges are actually challenges that are common in higher education, but they are also seen at the University of Idaho. We have a resource challenge. We find ourselves as public universities in somewhat static state support. That's sort of a fact of life. So we have to generate resources to continue to do what we do very well. And at the same time, we need to ensure that our public has access to what we offer, that students aren't excluded from having an education because of increased cost.
How do you continue to provide the best education for Idaho students in this era of static, I think was your word, state funding?
We did see a little bit of an upturn in state funding this year from the legislature, and that's great. We may see a few more upticks as the economy of the state continues to improve. Nevertheless, I do think that we have to be first using the resources that are coming to us, whether through state funding, extramural research grant funding, often federal funding in that case, or from students who are paying tuition, or from our gifts and endowments. We have to use those funds as effectively as we possibly can. Another part of the job is to optimize those resources to ensure that we are getting enough students and that we are generating the tuition we need to ensure the experience for all of those students when they are on campus or when they're participating via distance.
There is a week during the legislative session that's called Education Week, and during that week, there's something that all of the university presidents do that to me is fascinating. Each one of them goes before the legislature and has to make the case at the same time of why all of Idaho's universities need funding, but also why their particular university deserves funding or increased funding. What argument are you going to make your first time going to the legislature for state funding?
That investing in higher education is both a societal good and a personal good. To maintain the economy of the state, to maintain individual wage competitiveness, one must have an investment in higher education. And the University of Idaho especially and specifically has shown a very good return on investment for its graduates. That was, for example, studied by payscale.com. But we have other evidence that our students do extremely well after graduation. It's a good investment on their part, and it's a good investment on the state's part.
Governor Otter was just in this studio, and he told us that he wants to focus more effort on getting Idaho students to go to our community colleges, our two-year colleges. Is that a good way to go about it?
I think that is a good way to go about improving education in Idaho, but it's not the only way. We need a mix, really, in our economy and in our state of two-year degrees, four-year degrees, and advanced degrees. And the University of Idaho has a mission to play in that, and the community colleges have a mission to play in that, and they're complementary, in my opinion. But we do need more bachelor's, master's, and doctorate-level professionals in the state of Idaho. The University of Idaho is a major provider of bachelor's degrees, of master's degrees, of doctoral degrees, of professional degrees. We need to be the leaders, and we can be the leaders in providing higher education in the state.